Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. If you were to make an autobiographical film about your life, would it be entertaining or dreadfully boring? Would it be full of lessons to learn or a hedonistic journey into pleasure and pain? Are you living life? Are you doing interesting things? Are you sharing them with the world? These questions, inspired by Robert McKee and James Clear, got me thinking about the life I'm living, what I'm creating, and the image I'm presenting to the world. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/319. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I just noticed that I have over 200 monologues in this podcast. If 10 minutes is the average length of an episode, that's 2,000 minutes of me talking about something. 33.33 hours. According to Google Maps, if I start driving right now, it would take me 43 hours to get to New York City. I could talk to you almost the whole way there. And that's kind of fascinating to me. I've talked about a lot of topics, probably repeated myself often, contradicted myself more than I care to admit, and I know I've told the same stories many, many times. It's kind of like having conversations with my dad. Dad, I know, you've told me that story. Same with my grandma. Grandma, you told me that story. Chris, you told me that story. I guess it's genetic. I can't help it. The question that I asked myself this morning was, am I running out of topics and ideas? Some days I feel that way, but then I get subtle reminders that inspire me, lead me to blaze new trails for myself, and shake up the day. I read something profound this morning in Story by Robert McKee. He was writing about the different genres and subgenres of storytelling. A popular genre is biography, with autobiography being a subgenre of that. Why not make a film about me? I know myself, right? This podcast is often about me, going through the daily struggles and successes of this creative life. But YouTube is also often an autobiographical approach in modern-day filmmaking. So here's what McKee wrote that just blew my mind. For while it's true that the unexamined life is not worth living, it's also the case that the unlived life isn't worth examining. I love this quote a lot. It's a reminder to live. Are you living life? Living life is about the experiences, stories, connections, from the mundane to the extraordinary. It's about the fact that we need to go to the grocery store and tomorrow's payday. It's the tension between work and play, being alone and connecting with others, exploration, experimentation, reading, listening, asking, eating, drinking, wandering, tasting, hearing, and all the wonderful verbs that bring life, chaos, wonder, and peace. How are you living life? I ask myself. Shut up, brain. I'm working. You could replace working with a variety of words, such as advocating, educating, learning, preparing, connecting, relating. And that's usually how the conversation goes. Life presents us with a moment, and we have a choice. Enter into it, or push it aside and keep scrolling on Netflix, scrolling on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and all of the things that distract us from living life. It makes me feel guilty. The quote from McKee is similar to something James Clear wrote about in his fantastic email newsletter, Three Ideas, Two Quotes, One Question. He wrote, "The most effective networking strategy I've found has nothing to do with conferences, cocktail hours, cold emails, or any of the common ideas you hear. Number one, do interesting things. Number two, share them publicly. Repeat those two strategies and you'll become a magnet. Like-minded people will come to you." When I read that, I think of people like Austin Kleon. He seems to me to do interesting things all the time, and he shares them publicly. Or James Victori, or my friend Heather Crank, who shares things on Instagram all the time about the work that she's doing, the life that she's living. These are interesting people to me. And it leads to the question, are you doing interesting things? Interesting is incredibly subjective. What I find interesting, like prog rock or horror films or David Lynch films, you might be bored by. What you find interesting might confuse me. But what's interesting about this is that doing interesting things is perhaps less about the thing that is done and more about our response to those things. As humans, we connect emotionally to what's going on. There's a lot of expressed anger out there because anger and outrage gets people riled up. And don't get me wrong, anger and outrage is incredibly important. But so is love, passion, joy, sadness, fear, regret, disgust. All those characters from Pixar's Inside Out. When we do interesting things, we have an opportunity to connect them to our emotions. And when we share them publicly with people, that's what they are getting. They are getting the connection to both cause and effect. What a case for context. Maybe that's why unboxing videos and trailer response videos are so popular. I don't understand, but it's perhaps the emotions that we're getting as they're responding to interesting things or even mundane things. This begs the question, are you sharing interesting things? Are you sharing the interesting things you do and how you feel about them with people? I hope you are. I have my creative outlets and I have my dreams. I'm sure you do as well. The creative outlets are my daily rituals and weekly routines, and my dreams exist in the ethereal plane of my imagination that need to be brought to life. That's part of living life. Doing interesting things and sharing them with the world. And I hope you will start doing all three of these things today. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.